Commentator Leon Winter is among those people feeling pessimistic about the state of race relations. He says the whole notion of diversity has thrown things off course.
Whatever happened to integration? You remember, the whole Martin Luther King before he was a holiday thing? It's been bugging me ever since I saw the following headline. Diversity comes to previously segregated Nashville ball. Did I miss a memo or something? When did diverse become the opposite of segregated? And when did diversity replace integration as the national race relations goal? The 24-hour sports news a few days later was worse. First, the announcer chirped that Yankee slugger Tino Martinez joined Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle in a spring home run record. Good. Then, just as breathless, he reported Cleveland Indian Julio Franco also set a record. He now has the most hits of any Dominican in baseball. I'm not making this up. I watched it loop 3 times. When did they start keeping statistics by ethnicity in baseball? 50 years after Jackie Robinson put us on the right road, somebody has missed a turn. What's next? The White, Black, and Latino Rookie of the Year Awards? I didn't hear a thing about this triumph of multiculturalism the next morning when I was set to speak to 300 corporate diversity managers on how the media influences perceptions of diverse individuals. So I went off on them. Diverse individuals, I said. Now there's a certifiable oxymoron. Codifying group differences in the pursuit of managing, accommodating, recognizing, embracing, respecting, and all the yada yada adjectives that modify diversity in mealy-mouthed corporate speak is not about American individuals. Baseball is about American individuals. Diversity, I said, locked and reloaded, is an industry trying to cut a detour around the unfinished confrontation of the civil rights movement. It dodges the ultimate question. Are Americans one people or not? I think I got their attention. The stunned moderator felt compelled to ask if anyone had a different interpretation. Not one hand went up. Several participants thanked me afterwards for saying out loud what they cannot even whisper at their jobs. Thank God we had abolitionists and not diversity managers in slavery times. Because diversity, long on symbols like color-coded batting titles and short on moral courage, is easy. Easy for the minority experts to sell and make a nice career of it, and easy for white managers to buy. Wherever diversity squeaks, they just grease it with a squirt of recognition. They know that as long as it's about proportional representation, white majority entitlement won't be threatened anytime soon. Why do I make a big deal? Because I don't think Rosa Parks sat down on that bus to make America safe for diversity, or even affirmative action. Hey, diversity mongers, what's the difference between diversity and separate but equal, updated with segregated cable channels, career tracks, award shows, and history months? Hurry up and answer, because we're fast becoming the most wonderfully diverse and segregated nation on earth.
Leon Winter lives in the Bronx and teaches journalism at Baruch College in New York.